When I learned economics as a student, I was taught to take a dim view of advertising. In first year economics, I had apples and you had pears. You wanted some apples, I wanted some pears. That provided scope for beneficial exchange. So where did advertising come into all of this? It didn't. Shouting, eat apples or eat pears, created no more apples, no more pears. Indeed, you had to feed apples and pears to the advertising agencies that did the shouting for you. In that world, advertising was divided into the informative, apples are round and red and are available from greengrocers, and the persuasive, eat more apples. The informative advertising might be tolerated in modest quantity. The persuasive advertising served no beneficial economic purpose. What you learn in first year economics today is very different. Modern economies include many activities, like selling cars, where product quality and product attributes are complex, and sellers know far more about what it is they sell than buyers about what they buy. And advertising is about managing that gap in information. And when you look at advertising from that perspective, you see that the distinction between the informative and the persuasive doesn't really hold up. If you look at adverts from the early 20th century, you can see that they were full of positive statements about the products they promoted. Coke was refreshing, Coke was healthy, Coke was the preferred drink of ladies. Today, all you're told is that Coke is it. Tobacco advertising demonstrates that you can still advertise extensively, and I guess successfully, even if you're not allowed to make any claims for the product at all, other than that it's bad for you. What's the purpose of such advertising? Well, one shrewd economist called Richard Nelson noticed that the only information most modern advertising conveyed was the information that the advertiser had spent a lot of money on advertising. But, he went on to argue, that's actually pretty useful information. It